2SCR Breakfast is where you are. And of a Monday morning, we do like to backtrack, take a look at the weekend. And here with a pre-election edition of Weekend Warrior, Anthony Dockrell is in with us now. Morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Tess.
Pre-election. We got this time next week, you're going to be giving us the election wrap.
Oh, maybe not. Maybe I'll just be moving on. Look, it's the final week and... I don't know about you and the listeners out there, but it's been a pretty empty and dispiriting campaign, I have to say. How have you found it?
Yeah, pretty depressing. Lots of shouting, lots of three-word slogans, when what I really want to hear is anything but shouting and three-word slogans.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I'm a political junkie, and I found it extremely hard to engage in this campaign.
Yeah.
I mean, the reason in a nutshell is simply that we've had a government that's been in power for 6 years. They can't talk about their record because that will remind you of what happened in August. All they have is scare campaigns and a tax cut.
Yep.
And they've got to spin that out for weeks on end. It was Mother's Day on the weekend. And most of our politicians jumped on social media to thank their mums and post photos of them with their mums.
I know where this is going.
To demonstrate... that whilst they're now emotionally stunted monsters, they once came out of another human being.
They were once someone's child.
They were once someone's child. They are actually human.
My God, we need the proof occasionally.
Yes, we do. We do. And it was also on Sunday the launch of the Liberal Party's campaign.
Yes.
6 days out.
Not so great.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, they launched in Melbourne, which is a bit of a weak spot for them. And it was a low-key affair. Half-empty room, would you say, or even...
Oh, I saw the video on Twitter. They'd filled maybe the first 5 or 6 rows, and then the camera just pans back to the rest of the bone bare auditorium.
I mean, they could have filled that auditorium if they just got their past prime ministers in the last 6 years in there.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, it was the kind of thing that Trump would call low energy.
Low energy. So, you know, wouldn't he call it the best launch ever?
Yeah, he would call it the best launch ever. I'd call it... A low budget affair. It looked cheap.
I mean, like I said, I didn't watch too much of it, but I will trust your judgment. I just saw the panning video of the empty auditorium. It was not a good sign.
Yeah, and look, the signature announcement from the launch was helping young people buy houses by letting them basically get a loan with as little as 5% deposit.
Great.
The government / taxpayers, us, will cover the risk.
So I get to pay a house off when I'm 900 years old. Nice.
Well, the other way of looking at it is that, like, if you're a renter, you get, as a taxpayer, you get to cover the risk of someone buying a house.
Nice.
And like ninja loans, the ALP swooped in and matched the policy.
Of course. Yeah. Of course they did. So I'm stuck paying off loans till I'm 900. Fabulous.
Yes. Yeah, nothing about affordability.
Oh, God.
The opposite. And the launch was also closely tied with a social media strategy that neatly captured the sheer emptiness of the Libs in 2019. Scott Morrison posted yesterday, are you ready?
Uh-oh.
It's my vision for this country as your Prime Minister to keep the promise of Australia to all Australians.
Wait, what?
What does that mean, Tess?
Say that again.
It is my vision for this country as your Prime Minister to keep the promise of Australia to all Australians.
Keep the promise of Australia to all. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Oh, is that the question?
I don't know. It's like some kind of Zen Buddhism offshoot called Aussie, 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 oi, oi, oi.
What is the promise of Australia?
Well, but wait a sec. The Liberal Party posted their own version of it with a picture of Scott Morrison. I believe Australia is a promise to everyone who has the privilege to call themselves an Australian.
What does that mean? That's got to be an award for saying the least amount of things with the most amount of words.
Look, I've probably looked at this too long, both of these quotes too long. I kind of see it as like hallmark nationalism.
Yeah, okay.
It's kind of meaningless, but slightly threatening at the same time. It's like a Fraser-ending speech that's gone through a big committee. Because, you know, think about it, the privilege of Australia. So what happens if you don't have that privilege of being Australian?
Oh,
what's our responsibilities to people who aren't Australians?
Nauru.
Yeah, I have nothing to say.
I've got nothing.
Look, the other major thing I think that's come out of this campaign that's really interesting is the sheer hostility towards News Limited has erupted during this campaign.
Mm.
You know, in some respects, News Limited is doing nothing new. I mean, you know, who here remembers the front page of The Australian during the time Julia Gillard was PM?
Was that the Australia Needs Tony one?
Yeah. Oh, that's the Telegraph.
Oh, God.
But, you know, like News Limited isn't doing anything new here. But the groundswell, you know, inside and outside of News Limited is bordering on repulsion.
It's caused a stir.
Yeah. So, look, I think it's a major thing that's come out of this campaign. And, you know, the thing is, the repulsion, I think, is because, you know, News Limited has always been an organisation that's backed a horse. You know, Murdoch has run his empire as the kingmaker.
Mm.
But I think the problem is that they've gone from backing a horse to becoming the jockey on the horse. And I think that's where our repulsion is coming in.
Yeah, it doesn't quite sit well when you've got, a media outlet so violently backing one side or the other. It's like, well, I'm meant to be making this decision. You're not meant to be making it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, over the weekend, you know, just puff pieces and more soft coverage, ScoMo to the rescue type stuff.
Oh, good.
You know, not even remotely balanced. It doesn't even get out of first gear.
Oh, they didn't go after Shorten's mum again.
No.
They decided that was a bad idea, did they?
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, News Poll, there's been a jump in his personal rating. I wonder where that came from.
Yeah, exactly.
But the good news, Tess, 5 more sleeps.
Oh.
We can say goodbye to this stupid scare campaign, bad social media, AC/DC songs used out of context.
Oh.
We can say goodbye to all of it.
It's like the worst countdown to some sort of horrible Santa ever. No, when you're thinking like 5 sleeps, normally you're thinking Easter Bunny and you're keen. This one, not so much.
Yeah, yeah. And look, at the moment, I don't really know what the result's going to be. I think News Poll points it's going to be a tight one.
Everyone seems to be...
The betting market is pretty solid behind Labor.
Yeah, they're calling it for Labor. And like, yeah, that was what I was thinking. The betting market's calling it for Labor. A lot of people are calling it for Labor. I think it's going to be a lot closer than people expect.
Well, look, 49-51 News Poll, what's the margin of error on that one?
Nothing.
So, you know, yeah. So there we go. I'll be back on Monday. I don't know what state I'll be in.
Not a good one, I imagine.
It could be my AC/DC t-shirt.
Oh, God, just find the most inappropriately placed AC/DC song and bring it in. That sounds like a plan.
Okay.
Thanks so much, Anthony. Anthony Dockrell with Weekend Warrior, pre-election edition. We are down to 5 days to go. Not that we are counting and staring at that countdown as it ticks by with every second.